David Hill in North Canterbury. David, I understand you're basically running between different council meetings today. You're doing a marathon of your own. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
You're speaking to us from Rangiora. Let's just get an idea of what these councils are up against. It's a case of so much to spend and so few ratepayers to fund it, right?
Yeah, although Waimakariri does have the advantage of being one of the fastest growing districts in the country, which helps. But compared to Auckland, it's about 70,000 people, so it's a little bit smaller. Some of these big projects can cost in the millions of dollars, and it can be quite tricky balancing the budgets. But we had a bit of a lively start this morning. As the council resumed its annual plan deliberations following receiving its submissions, it wasn't so much about balancing the budget that was top of the agenda this morning.
What was?
There's a bit of a conspiracy going around that councils are beholden to the United Nations, with the Sustainable Development Goals. So there was. All of the council staff refer to the members in the public gallery as the regulars. There's a handful of people that have been coming to council meetings over the last year or so since COVID. It got a bit lively, and one person was politely asked to leave. Got a bit vocal at a time when there's standing orders in place, and the public doesn't get the chance to speak at those council meetings, because that's where what the hearings are for.
So did the person leave in the end?
Yes. Wasn't happy about it, but did.
And this is recurring, is it? How are councillors and staff dealing with that?
Well, I guess they're just responding as best they can, but it can get a bit heated at times, and I could sense that there were a few councillors who wanted to respond, but Mayor Dan Gordon was probably sensible in asking them not to respond at this time. He suggested that perhaps the long-term plan was the time to, which they'll be tackling next year, would be the time to address whether or not the Sustainable Development Goals are still appropriate or not. Personally, I think the Sustainable Development Goals are a good thing, but that's not for me to say, I guess. But
yes. Look, councils forevermore have had their regulars, I have to say, and there are often bees in bonnets or particular pet projects or subjects that recur from time to time. It's part of the skill, I guess, to appropriately deal with democracy, after all. What are some of the big issues that they are facing there? If you said the rates aren't so much the issue, what are some of the...
Well, at Waimakariri, at this stage, that might change tomorrow, of course, when they come out of deliberations. But at this stage, they've got it just under 6%, rather. The average rates rise of 5.97%, which is pretty good, I think, compared to other councils. And the big projects, of course, are roading. I think that's big everywhere. They're building some cycling trails, and of course, they got a big $6 million grant from the government just before Christmas, so that's certainly helping with that. And obviously Three Waters is a big one. They're hopeful of getting some chlorine exemptions from Te Mata Arawai, and they're launching head on a ultraviolet treatment program in the hope of appeasing Te Mata Arawai. And there's also some community facilities in the pipeline. I know the Pegasus Township is very keen to get their own purpose-built community centre. They've got a temporary one at the moment, which is basically two shops that the council's leasing that turn into a community centre, but they want a purpose-built one. And the council's hoping to buy some land in the growing subdivision of Ravenswood, which is part of Woodend, for long-term, whether they need a library or a swimming pool or whatever might be needed in the future. But I guess it's part of that is locking in the land now. Otherwise it could be gone in a few years.
In Hiranui, I know, same issues. Roading, a lot of local roads for a small population going on. I think that council's also brought forward its what was formerly known as Three Waters projects. Again, is it just trying to be in the best position for whatever ends up happening with affordable water reforms?
It's still a bit unknown, isn't it, with an election coming up, and and the two sides offering different solutions. So I think that the council just wants to make sure they're in the best position and have their infrastructure up to date. With the roading, I'm told there's about 1,460 kilometres of roads. That's not including State Highway 1 and 7, and it's a population of about 13,000. So that works out about 120 metres of road per person. So, it's quite a... The keeping on top of the roads is quite a hefty burden on ratepayers in the Haurehu.
Kaikoura is looking at a 5% average rates rise. Why don't we talk about the spatial plans? We'll come back to Kaikoura in a moment. Spatial plans are interesting. Now, Greater Christchurch, we're talking Waimakariri, Selwyn and the Christchurch councils, right? All involved, yep, along with government agencies as well.
And Environment, what, Canterbury what, and Ngāi Tahu.
Yeah. And so what's the spatial plan? Where does it sit in the overall kind of responsibilities of the councils?
Well, that's their blueprint for how the main urban areas are going to grow. Because within the Greater Christchurch area, you're talking about, as well as Christchurch, you're talking about the towns of Rangiora, Kaiapoi, Woodend, Pegasus, Rolleston and Lincoln, of course, are in Selwyn. And those are fast-growing towns, and it's the question of where do you put those people? There's quite a bit of planning involved if you're going to build an extra 77,000 houses. The difficulty, I mean, I was having the conversation with some of the council staff there on Friday, and the difficulty is you can project there's going to be growth, but you can't always tell people where to live. They can bring in regulations around... higher density housing, which the government has done, and our national wants to backtrack on, but you can't tell developers that they have to build that way. If the market wants to have a bit of land, that's what the developers are going to build for. They're not necessarily going to build for three story houses or three units on a section if they feel that the buyers want to go and buy a section and have a larger house on it. And that's the difficulty for the planners is trying to accommodate, trying to anticipate what the market's going to want. But it's a bit of head scratching for council staff at the moment, trying to figure out how they can squeeze in, because the population of Waimakariri is expected to, it could pass 100,000 over the next 30 years, and Christchurch could be, over the next few decades, could reach a million. For the greater Christchurch area. So.
Kaikoura's got some other issues at the other end, really. It's looking at something like a population perhaps of 10,000, currently a little over 3,000. It's got its challenges, though. It's got its geography, hasn't it? It's not a place where you can just sprawl and put out a whole lot of houses, and it's got an issue with housing for older persons and low-income housing.
Yeah, because... They estimate there's about 1 in 4 people over the age of 65 at the moment, and they're expecting that to grow to 1 in 3. And at the moment, they have very few older person housing units, and there's no retirement village or dementia care apart from the Kaikoura Hospital, which has a small rest home attached to it. So it's a tricky one. At the moment, people have to move away if they want to go into residential care or... as they get older, and that's tricky because you're moving away from family and friends. So it's a bit of an issue for the town, and the council's quite keen to address that. They've got a couple of housing developments, obviously, in the pipeline, which I think we've talked about before, and we're just waiting the approval of the resource consent on the Vicar's View subdivision, which will I think they're planning on putting about 20 older persons' houses as part of that development. So.
It's just a minute left, and it's not enough to do justice to the next story, which is the Rangiora High School curriculum review. We might pick up and talk about it next time, David. But where does this fit into what's happening with the sort of national review, or is this just one that the school's doing itself?
That's one that the school decided to do itself, but obviously it is related because the whole thing around. Literacy and numeracy is a big focus, but they just wanted to have a look at what was working and wasn't working. There were some concerns about having this big open plan classroom, the Rakahuri building, and of course they decided to put some walls in there instead of just having a big open plan building with about 10 classes going on at once.
So that's one aspect of it. We'll talk about it in more detail next time. Thanks for your time, David. Off to the next council meeting. What time does it start?
It has already started, but I'll go and watch it on YouTube, so it'll be fine.
You're so modern. Thanks so much. David Hill is our correspondent for North Canterbury. He is the local democracy reporter there. He is based at North Canterbury News.